sometimes cities grow so quickly, it's hard for people to find a place to live. Here, the rush was so great, people began living in chicken coops just to have a roof over their head. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. In 1891, a U.S. Navy shipyard was established in Bremerton, Washington. It served the needs of the nation's Pacific Fleet. But as Megan Churchill explains, that work became a much larger operation in the 1940s.
World War II was definitely a boom for the shipyard. At the start of the war, there were only about 10,000 employees here. But at the height of the war, there were 32,000.
And not only were people coming to work here, but what was just a relatively small town across the Sound from Seattle was suddenly growing by exponential numbers.
Thousands of people came to Bremerton during the war, expanding the city's population from about 15,000 to 80,000 after the war.
The town was growing at such a pace, it was becoming difficult to find a place to put everybody.
The pace couldn't keep up with how many people were coming here every day, so town residents made room in their attics and garages and spare bedrooms. People lived in cars and even chicken coops that were converted.
About a quarter of the workforce was women. The shipyard was called upon to assist the war effort in many ways right from the beginning.
During World War II, the shipyard's main focus was the repair of Pacific Fleet battleships that had been damaged in battle. So after Pearl Harbor, the shipyard actually repaired five of the battleships that had been damaged by the Japanese attack.
The war solidified the shipyard's importance to the U.S. Navy, but it was far from its final chapter in providing defense for the nation.
A lot of the growth came from World War II, and then again in the 1960s with the nuclear ships and submarines, the shipyard saw another round of growth.
Traveling the countryside in Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.